think that a lot of us have a little trouble getting a handle on the Holy Spirit, because it's not unlike Jesus, who we can picture as a human being. The Holy Spirit is, it's hard to have a relationship with a tongue of fire or a dove or a gust of wind or a stream of water. Those are the four images that we see in the scriptures for the Holy Spirit: water, wind, fire, and a dove. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and the relationship of love between God the Father and God the Son. And there's so much one can say about it, and yet we go through our lives not always being aware of what the Spirit does in our lives or what role it plays. Actually, every good thing on earth is the power of the Spirit at work, and every act of truth, everything that moves toward God, is all the Holy Spirit. We don't realize how much we live and move in the power of the Holy Spirit. At the same time, this is my 9th or 10th sermon on the Holy Sunday of the Holy Spirit. I've been with you, and I'm thinking, what can I say that's different? You know, I shouldn't tell that story again. In my home parish, the priest there gave a homily on the Holy Spirit, and he said, what he said was, I'll never forget this. He said, it's a good thing that the disciples didn't wear hairspray on Pentecost Sunday, or else their heads would have caught on fire. And I had dinner with him after Mass. I just happened to do that. I was not a priest then. And I said, why in the world did you have a terrible thing like that? And he said, well, that's all I can think of to say. Isn't that awful? No, he'll probably listen in and find out I'm talking about him. I was out picking raspberries earlier this week, and I had an epiphany in a moment of the Holy Spirit. When I first moved into the rectory, there was very few plants there, and now there are too many. I forgot that things will grow, you know, and they've grown quite large. But one thing I did not plant was these raspberry bushes. I guess Father Phil, my predecessor, liked raspberries, so somebody kindly put a few plants out there, and they've been fruitful and taken up a whole quarter of the front yard. You know, they just grow like weeds almost, yet they require care. And over the 10 years I've lived in this house, I've learned a lot about that. If I've got something wrong, someone here will correct me afterward. But I was out there picking raspberries, and the water system, somebody donated a water system to the rectory a number of years ago, and it's automatic, and it came on and soaked me while I was in there picking raspberries. And I said, thanks a lot, Lord. I said, which of my good deeds are you paying me back for? But actually, it was a graced moment. I got out of there, of course, you know, and the Lord said, you know, the Holy Spirit is a lot like these raspberry bushes. Don't you want to, this might be as bad as the previous story I told you. He said, you know, the whole point of our lives is to bear fruit. He said, some people think that all they do is bear leaves, and they think they're doing me a favor. He said, but you're not in the ground just to sprout leaves and look good. He said, if that's all that raspberry bush does, it's going to get cut out. Instead, we're called to bear fruit, and that bush will not bear fruit unless it's watered regularly and fertilized and has sun. It has to be the right conditions, and then it will bear much fruit. But without that water, that continuous, the good soil of this valley, you know, that this is the best place on earth to grow berries, and it's just got just the right combination of things, and these plants thrive in this. But the water, and that's such an obvious example, isn't it? And yet, when it comes to our spiritual lives, we don't get it, that if I am what I eat, if I'm not being watered by prayer, by coming to Mass on Sunday, so that I can be with other Christians, not just a church of one, but rather to be a part of a community, being watered in the Spirit by my scripture reading, and hopefully during the week I'm doing something that nourishes my faith and not just taking in spiritual junk food, just not just being taught by the mass media, for example, which is going to lead us in the wrong direction if that's all I'm eating, and making sure I'm praying, being watered by good deeds, and then our fruit is going to grow nice and strong. Otherwise, we begin to dry out if we're not regularly praying. That's particularly important, to make sure that the water is flowing into the plant, which is our soul. And the Lord, of course, is the master gardener. The Holy Spirit is the one that does this. Another thing I've learned about, about plants or about raspberries is that, at least the kind that I have, I think it's different than some people's, but they will bear all the way to the fall as long as they're taken care of. And what I've learned is that once a cane has finished, it won't bear any more raspberries. So if you want more to grow, you've got to cut off the one that's born. And then at least on my plant, another cane will grow, and then you'll have more fruit. If you just let it continue the way it is, you'll end up with all leaves. Another thing is you have to thin it out a little bit so that the canes that are left will bear larger fruit. And so in the same way, the Holy Spirit tends to prune us regularly. Of course, we're not plants, and we're attached to our leaves, no pun intended. We like things just the way they are. Sometimes God prunes things that are valuable to us. We think we're bearing fruit, yet it gets cut off anyway. Sometimes something is diseased and needs to be cut off. And sometimes God wishes us to grow in another direction, and we can't see it yet because it hasn't grown up. And one thing has to die so that something else can live. There's an interesting quote by Helen Keller. She said once that sometimes we look so longingly at the door that's closed that we miss the one that opened. And so sometimes God needs to prune us, and without that, these raspberry bushes would not grow into something that is useful to me as the person who wants to eat them. They're not there for their own benefit. They're there for the benefit of someone else. And we too, our role in life is to be a benefit, is to glorify God and also to be something for someone else. That's the whole point of our lives. Otherwise, nobody wants to be just a person of one that never interacts with anyone or does any good for anybody. You know, this is why all that the Holy Spirit does is so that we'll grow into a community of faith, and in our personal lives, which are separate from St. Ed's, that we're also in relationships with different people and growing, even with those we don't like and our enemies. So we should trust God that in the long run he knows what he's doing. There's also another thing about raspberries is that they will grow, at least mine will grow until the first frost, and then they will die back. One might think at that stage of our lives that God has no more use for me. I not only don't seem to be bearing fruit, but even the leaves are dying. This happens when we're suffering, when we're ill, when we have many reverses of financial or job or school. We just had graduation. Perhaps somebody doesn't know where they're going from here. You know, suddenly you're in a new world and something's changed. And we can feel that we're not bearing much fruit. We're a burden to someone. And yet, this is the season of winter. You know, all of us have four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. We're not plants, but we do have seasons. And at times when we pull back, that God knows that there's something good coming. The plant is gathering its strength, storing and cutting its losses, and preparing for the great burst of energy that will come in spring when God calls us forth again to bear fruit again. And so in that way, he calls us to be ones that bear good fruit always. I had a fourth example, and I can't think of what it is, so it must not be God's will to mention it to you. But I do think that the Lord, as a master gardener, wants us to understand that we are here to bear fruit, and he wants us to bear fruit. He desires our fruitfulness, and everything he does is to that end. We, on the other hand, are attracted to the wrong things. One other example I wanted to mention was, I learned this from a parishioner also. When I first started picking raspberries, I picked them from the top down and thought I was done. And somebody came along and said, "Do you mind if I have a few?" And I said, "Oh, sure, I've got too many." They came over and picked, and they found two buckets full that I missed, you know, because they looked from a different perspective. At least with these kind of plants, the best way to find them is to get down on the ground and look up, and you find all these treasures you can't see from above. In the same way, if we just change our perspective a little bit in life, instead of seeing things only from one point of view, the Holy Spirit will help us to see other points of view. We get under the plant or pick the cane up, and suddenly all kinds of treasures show up. In the same way, my fruitfulness is not always visible to others. We tend to judge people by exterior works, by how showy they are, or numbers, or different things like that. And that's not really how the Spirit normally operates. Fruitfulness is often hidden in this world. Only in the next world we see how fruitful somebody really has been, that to all outward appearances didn't look like much was being accomplished. Yet to God, it was very fruitful indeed. The same way, he calls us not only not to judge others because we can't see everything, but also to see sometimes God calls us through the Holy Spirit to a different point of view, and suddenly everything comes into focus. That's the way I've learned how to pick raspberries. I find a lot by just changing my perspective. Every time I do, something new will show up. And I think that's true, and certainly it's true at St. Ed's. God's always calling us to look at things from a different point of view. So we pray that the Lord, the Master Gardener, that the living waters that flow through the church and in our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit, that's one of the great images of the Holy Spirit, is water flowing, will nourish us through prayer and good works, through our relationships with others, through our relationship with God, so that we too will bear good fruit and have much to show in our lives to glorify God when we are done.